Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015. The biggest names, provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to sunny California, and I'm standing here at the ABIC booth with Lori.
Yes, it's been a little while. It's great to be here at CSUN with all these fantastic new developments that are available for people in different products, and we're happy to be back here as well.
And I guess you seem to be avoiding all the wintry states, because I keep seeing you where the sunshine is.
Absolutely. The most snow in record history in the Boston area, so we're happy to be here in San Diego.
Absolutely. So what's new going on here at ABIC, and what did you bring along over to San Diego to show all the wonderful people?
Well, we're super excited that the iPal Ace Plus device, which we did have here last year, which is this portable scanner reader that also connects to Wi-Fi.
Right.
Last year when we were here, it had the ability to send and receive emails and download books from Bookshare,
right.
Which it still has, but we were very delighted to finally be able to also offer the Wi-Fi compatibility with NFB Newsline.
Oh, look at that. All right. So that'll work out really well for those who you target to be able to read things from Newsline, like magazines and periodicals, and keep up on all the latest kinds of things from the various periodicals that they capture.
Yes, exactly. Within a couple of seconds, people can have all their favorite newspapers downloaded on the device and accessible in their preferred format of either hearing it out loud or seeing it in enlarged print on the screen, or if they prefer reading in Braille, to connect a refreshable Braille display with the device.
Yeah, I was hearing just a second ago you had it hooked up to our one of our sponsors, HIMS Braille Displays, and was demonstrating what that was like with one of the Sense projects.
Yeah, so we're really excited that those devices are compatible with the iPal Ace Plus, and also, so whether it's something that people are downloading or communicating with the email system, or something that they're scanning their own printed material, to be able to have that accessibility on the Braille display is something we're really excited about.
So if someone got in on the early days of the Ace, was that a free software update to be able to give them some of that compatibility?
Well, the Ace and the Ace Plus were really, it was kind of the next generation. The Ace Plus was the next generation. So it's actually, it's a separate device. Some people aren't interested in the Wi-Fi functions, and others feel that it's an essential part of their everyday life. So
right.
They're actually, yeah, they're different between the Ace offers everything that the Ace Plus has except for the Wi-Fi. So they're two different devices.
But still the same control scheme, same scanning package, all the wonderfulness of portability that people already know from the Ace products.
Yes, exactly. The same. The only other upgrade that we're really excited about since last year is that when people had a battery that had used up its life, they had to wait while their device was shipped back to the factory and live without their device. But now the body was slightly redesigned to have a user replaceable little compartment, so people can just have a battery shipped to them, pop it in, and be all set and without having to send it in. So a lot of people have preferred that.
Or people buying and stocking up batteries for rainy days, maybe, and just swapping out as necessary? Or do you have to send one back when you get that?
Well, they're pretty long-lasting, so it's not the type of thing that people really have to stock up on. They last for quite a
while. Apparently don't know blind people real well about hoarding, right?
Well,
they don't have to, like, download 100 books, but they do anyway. So
it's, all right. Well, I think that's probably, there's probably sighted and non-sighted hoarders.
Probably.
But yes, if people want to hoard the batteries, they're more than welcome to. We have now at least we have a supply and an ability for people to do it. But they do last for quite a while, and they also are they're rechargeable, so it's not something that just runs out without the ability to recharge it.
Fantastic. And anything else that you guys brought along to show people? Anything else in the great ABC product line that's worth talking about?
Well, actually, a couple more little small changes on the Ace Plus. There were some improvements. On the side, there was an additional USB port that was made available because now if people want to both use the USB flash drive to save documents and have a Braille display connected, there's two ports.
Okay.
And there's also an ability for character entry for folks who hate using a computer, don't like keypads. You can use the comfortable controls on the device, but for people who like keyboards, there's a faster way to enter all your email addresses, and you can plug in a USB keyboard as well.
Right. So if you're a keyboard versionist, you've got an opportunity.
Yes, exactly. The only other thing I'd say is the document management system. The module was added. We still have the same scan and read function where people can scan and read on the fly and listen to what they want without saving it. But we consolidated the saving function into a much easier to manage module called document management. And right from that module, you can easily convert to text or MP3.
Awesome. So it sounds like a lot of amazing things have come to the Ace.
The Ace Plus, yes.
Ace Plus, yeah, right, Ace Plus.
Actually, I'm glad you said that because the document management piece itself is also part of the Ace. The only thing that's different was between the Ace and Ace Plus is actually the Wi-Fi. So you're exactly right with that because the Ace does have document management, new module as well as the body with the replaceable battery because the Ace and Ace Plus have the same build and construction to them.
We can't ignore people who are Wi-Fi averted just as much as keyboard aversion.
That's right, exactly.
There's an entire town in the East Coast that has no Wi-Fi. I read that about that on the internet.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Well, excellent. Right, any other products we should cover today?
Well, we're always happy to have our simple-to-use iPal Solo here, which is the simplest standalone device to use, which basically guides you as soon as you press the power button and it boots up. It asks you to please place your document. So this simple-to-use standalone device, you can just use the platform of where to place the paper as your guide to align it properly, let go of it. The camera takes a picture, and it instantly will start reading the material out loud to you. And then for folks who have low vision, you can connect a monitor and have a very large print displayed on the screen for folks who would prefer to read it.
And in both those situations with both Ace, Ace Plus, and the Solo, it doesn't take up a lot of room. For those of you who've never encountered one of these devices, the footprint is very minimal, and you can move these devices, so it's not like going to take up a coffee table.
That's right. The Solo has an 8.5 by 11 footprint of the size of a paper. The platform raises up about 2 inches. It does have a camera arm that extends out of the base of that, but that can be taken out and folded into a carrying case, so it can be on the go. But that device does need to be plugged in at all times, whereas the Ace and Ace Plus are more portable, only 3.5 pounds, and they can operate off the battery. So they're easier to take on the go, for sure. You don't need to have an electric outlet, and the battery will suffice for once you have something on the device. You can go sit in the park out in this nice San Diego weather enjoy what you have on the device.
And good speaker, too. Very loud. that thing can project. You can almost hear it across the hall. It is very, very loud.
Yes, that's true.
So, great. Well, I know the website, which is abic.com, which is SEE.com. Where can people also get a phone number and learn more about the company?
They can call us at the toll-free number in the U.S., which is 855-354-4080.
Awesome.
And or the email, they're welcome to send an email to info@abice.com. We'll be delighted to hear from anybody with questions or comments or feedback on products and hope to hear from people.
Let's keep this up. Sunny weather, right? Next time
That's
I
right.
see you.
Absolutely.
All right. Which might be Orlando or Dallas, maybe, right?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay. Let's keep up this trend. I like this.
All right.
No chance of snow in the summer.
Excellent.
Yeah, or at least so I've heard, greenhouse effect.
All right.
Thank you for your time, and appreciate it as always.
Thank you so
And
much.
For Blind Bargains, this is Joe Steinkamp from sunny California.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.